Here's Eddie C. Eddie, welcome.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine, Eddie. What's new?
Welcome back.
Last time I saw you, I was sitting in the stands with about cast of thousands from watching that first Met preseason game.
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly, yeah. It was sitting behind home plate. Yeah, watch it. Well, the weather was a lot warmer, like it was
Yes,
today,
well, like it was finally today. We got a lot to get. Eddie, first of all, and this is not a knock on the guys, but the Met catches are, I think, the second worst position players in all of baseball in terms of productivity. We know that they're shopping. We know that, let's say that they like, we know they like Realmuto, but he comes with a high price tag. I know they don't think there's a lot of options out there. Have you heard any other names or anything else that makes sense?
No, I mean, the names that you hear are, you know, Wilson Ramos out of Tampa. He costs about $10 million. I think that's his contract. Swihart, the guy up in Boston, another guy. There are a couple of other names, too. But, you know, Sandy Alderson addressed it yesterday and basically said he didn't think there was anybody out there that could make a significant difference, maybe an incremental difference, but not significant difference. And with what they were asking, he just didn't think it was worth it. So, you know, I think he likes what they're doing defensively, Nito and Lobato.
But they're automatic outs.
Yeah, they have not produced much offensively, for sure. And, you know, Realmuto, again, to me, I think it's a pipe dream simply because I've always been wary of the fact that the Marlins would trade him in division. You know, most of the guys they sent away were traded out of division. Yelich went to Milwaukee. Ozuna went to St. Louis. Stanton forced himself to the Yankees. So, you know, I'm not so sure that they'd do that. Even if they did, it would cost a fortune, and I just don't think they have the pieces, you know,
yeah,
the money.
I mean,
he's hitting
350 and he's batting leadoff. I mean, yeah. So, you know, I mean, we know what
he's a
is.
Pretty good, yeah. Yeah, he's a pretty good player.
Yeah, yeah. And they evidently asked for a fortune for him. So I don't know what the fortune consists of in the Met organization, but they did ask for a fortune. So doesn't look like he is in the offering anytime soon. All right. Harvey, and to me, listen, Harvey is he's more a story off the field right now than on the field, but do you think there's anything coming from all these stories that are circulating around him?
Well, I do. I think he learned a lesson. Again, it seems he's always learning lessons. You would like to have those lessons cut off at the pass and not even get to that point, but you know, you got to have common sense sometimes. I don't think he. I think that eludes him sometimes. Like honestly, you know. I was kind of amazed. Listen, I understood he spends a lot of time in L.A. in the off season because Boris is out there and he works out there. So I'm sure he has friends there, and I'm sure he was invited to this thing. They had a day game in St. Louis. They fly to the coast. It might have been running towards midnight if you get there, but it's not 3 a.m. whatever. But the point is this to me: you just got done with an extra inning game, 13 innings in St. Louis. And you use 5 relievers out of the bullpen, you weren't one of them. There's a pretty good chance you're going to be used the next night, even if DeGrom's pitching. I think common sense tells you that you're going to be used the next night. So got to be ready for that. You know, you're not a starter anymore. You don't have 4 days in between starts, and you got to be ready every day. So lesson learned, I guess. I hope, anyway. But
Running out of chances, though, is pretty fair.
I would agree. You know, listen, that's Matt. He makes decisions for a guy who I think is pretty smart that just don't make sense. So it's another one there that was befuddling to me, and I don't think anybody was real happy about it. Mickey Callaway spoke to him, Sandy spoke to him, and hopefully. Like I said, it's another lesson learned, but you run out of time and you run out of chances too. That's the thing.
How about Conforto's lack of punch?
Yeah, that it is surprising. Maybe not totally, simply because one thing that he said even as he was getting ready and he looked good in spring training was that he didn't take the number of swings in the off season that he would usually or normally, simply because he couldn't swing. You know, he had to keep that shoulder steady, and he couldn't do anything, couldn't swing for even halfway through spring training. So it was tough on him, and I think that may be catching up to him a little bit. I don't worry about him too much just because I think he's going to be fine in the long run. But it is a little perturbing. He doesn't have much power. He has gotten on base, on-base percentage around, you know, 380, 390 or so, I think it is now. And he's done a good job of that. He's drawn a lot of walks, but, you know, again, not much production there. The other two outfielders are kind of picking it up right now, which is good. But for a while there, all three of them were kind of slow, and that was definitely hurting the club.
They got off to such a fast start. Obviously, mm-hmm. they've been blessed by the Nationals getting off to such a problematic start. But let's be honest, the Mets' last 14, 15 games have been pretty lackluster. I mean, and they do have issues. I mean, they have issues, pretty much addressable issues everywhere in this lineup. So are you more that they're the Mets of the last 15 games or the Mets of the first, you know, 12, 13 games?
No, it probably lies in between. I don't think they were as good as the start they had. I don't think they're as bad as the 6-9 they've gone through here. I do think, one thing that's worn on them a little bit, the 1-2 run games, I think they've played now, 27 games, and I think 14 of the 27 have been either 1 or 2 run games. They've been in a lot of tight games, and it's forced their bullpen to do a lot of work and I think a lot of heavy lifting. Even though the innings may not add up to a lot of innings, I think those are, you know, kind of pressurized innings simply because the games have been tight all along. They've done pretty well in the games when you break it down, but there are some that have gotten away, and I think that's part and parcel of what's going on at this point in time. So, I think they need the offense to get going. They're getting longer starts now, which is good. Syndergaard is going longer. DeGrom had a great start the last time. DeGrom goes again. You hope he can do that. Some of the guys aren't. You know, Matt isn't. Wheeler seems to be, you know, kind of settling in, but they need to get a little length out of the starters, and the offense has to pick up, and both of them are starting to do that. So I think things may turn around here a little bit.
Yeah, they haven't had too many guys get off to a fast start offensively. That's for sure. Now, Cespedes, I know the weather. I'm not worried about him. The other guys, Cabrera's been terrific. I mean, he's had a I think Frazier's been pretty solid, too.
He has. There's no question. He's come up with big hits. You know, you expect Frazier to always be in the, I think he was up around 280 at some point. He'll probably be back down to, you know, the 230 or so that he normally is. But, you know, what you want is the home runs and the RBIs from him, and I think you'll get it. And he's, you know, he's given a big lift to the clubhouse. Kept
yes,
guys
good guy.
And all that. So,
yes.
And he's a good guy to have on, Cabrera's been solid as well. But, you know, they really needed the outfield where you're not getting anything out of the catchers, and Rosario is kind of feeling his way a little bit. You really needed, something out of the outfield, and that's, like I said, starting to pick up outside of Conforto, and you hope Conforto will follow along here pretty soon.
Yeah, and, you know, even get guys like Wilmer Flores started, although I know it's got to be hard to pick his spots, but even getting him started.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, listen, Wilmer, he's under 200. You know, I think that's probably one disappointing thing for Callaway is that he said that he was going to try to find, you know, Wilmer a lot of starts. I don't think that's happened. You know, he's been in, I think, 25 games, but he hasn't had that many starts all told. So he does get one tonight. I think they'd like to get that bat going and have him be, you know, a viable guy off the bench. Nimmo has been pretty good off the bench in the starts he has. That's why I think, you know, you're probably going to see Bruce here during this homestand play first base, and you know, Nimmo and Lagares will jump in. Lagares has gotten off to a very good start.
You know, let those two play. You know, listen, I'm not against Bruce playing some first base and letting Nimmo and Lagares play in the outfield. That's not if those guys hit, they deserve to play.
I think you're right. Listen, you know, Gonzalez he's had moments, no question.
Yeah, he's had a couple of shots with the bases loaded. Is what he's had. Yeah,
he had a 5 RBI day in San Diego. Obviously, he had a grand slam. So, you know, the numbers, don't look that terrible. But at the same time, I'm not so sure that, you know, he's been a steady presence in that lineup all the time. So he'll sit certainly against left-handers. You got a left-hander in there tonight. So, you know, Wilmer gets the start. I think you may see Bruce, though, at first base, and you see Lagares get some starts, and Nimmo gets some starts out there, too.
All right, Eddie, good to talk to you, as always. Thank you.
Michael, okay, talk to you soon.
Pleasure, thank you. Eddie C. with the Mets.